Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want to spend a few moments talking to Tom Rivers, our ABC News international correspondent, who is based in London but covers everything that has been transpiring as we come on the air here this morning. Tom, what's the latest on this shooting in the Netherlands yesterday?
Yeah, well, the latest is the death toll is, climbed up to three toward the end of yesterday. Five people injured there. It looks, John, early on in this story, it looked like it was a terrorist story that's not being taken off the table, but it looks more and more maybe a bad domestic story. The suspect apparently was in court a day or two ago up on some rape allegations, and according to eyewitnesses on the tram, he targeted a female on that particular tram. And then others jumped in to her aid, and that's when the hail of bullets went off. And that's when everybody, caught in the line of fire. So maybe, just maybe, and we're not definitive on this, but it looks like it may be a domestic, but a pretty nasty one, as opposed to terror. It was raised to the highest level in Utrecht. It's been knocked down one notch now to high, which is... maybe some of the thinking there that it may not, in fact, be terror. But, again, it's still early days in the investigation. Suspect is in custody.
Well, that's why it's important not to jump to a conclusion so that we can actually find out. Is there some sort of email traffic that indicates that this is an attack on innocence? Or, just because he's from Turkey doesn't mean that it's a response to what happened in New Zealand, which, of course, is what all of us were thinking yesterday afternoon.
You're absolutely, everybody kind of jumped to that conclusion. It's like, wow, this is reaction. Well, it looked like it fit, but, sometimes it may or may not. You're absolutely right.
Well, let me ask you about the shooter in New Zealand. In our newscast a couple of moments ago, we heard a few sound bites from the prime minister. Where do things stand there?
Yeah, well, again, she's grinding away. She wants this new gun law passed within 10 days there. It looks like semi-automatics will be off the agenda in New Zealand. There should be a gun buyback. They're basically using the model used in Australia about a little over 20 years ago. She also spoke, and this is important, she spoke about the chief suspect in this, Brenton Tarrant, and she says, I'm not going to utter his name. In essence, this individual wants the oxygen of publicity. He's already said that. He's glad that he survived. He wants to use this court time to be a soapbox to espouse his racist views. And again, the courts down there look for innocence and guilt, and they're not going to be too open to letting him just run wild and say whatever he wants. He'll get shut down left, right, and center. So we'll see how that plays out. Same thing happened up in Norway about 8 years ago with the incident up there with Anders Breivik. He wanted to use the judicial process as a soapbox, and he was shut down considerably. Occasionally got a few lines out, but he did not get exactly what he wanted there.
And Tom, is this New Zealand shooter a lone wolf, crazy nutcase who hates minorities, or is he a part of can we establish that he's a part of a larger group? Because I think that's an important distinction.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. In his own words, he says he's a lone individual. Mm-hmm. As you say, if you get on his computer, what sites has he been going to? What does he read up on, et cetera, et cetera? As we speak, I believe there's still two individuals they're talking to. Somebody that somehow knew him in New Zealand, and they want to make sure that they've established that he's the one who did everything, but did anyone support him financially, maybe giving a roof over his head, et cetera, et cetera. They want to work themselves through that.
Or buying his weapons or any of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And why, I know you got to go, but why are the people of New Zealand so malleable that they would offer up their weapons here? Is there a cultural thing that I'm not getting?
Well, I think part of it, there isn't the big, if you will, gun lobby pushback down there. And politically, it's more, you know, it's kind of pushing against an open door, saying you've had an atrocity like this, and they're saying, okay, you know, we're gonna keep a few guns to shoot a few animals, but no, we don't need semi-automatic weapons down there. And there's really no real dialogue. There's no debate, if you will. It is going to be a done deal. So we'll see what the detail is. But as I say, we'll find out next week on that one.
That's a very interesting cultural observation, the distinction between some countries like ours, where they're not going to just hand it over, and they are where it seems like this has shamed them into doing it. Interesting. Tom Rivers, our ABC News international correspondent. Always enjoy talking to you. Thank you.
Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.